in this next slide, we have some other context and therapy materials here.
Right. In this slide, we're trying to get the person with aphasia to tell us or control what's happening in their environment.
Okay.
So they can tell us that they'd like to stop this particular therapy procedure at this time.
Okay.
They want to keep going. They need some pause time.
Okay.
Or they need a drink of water. This particular visual was used with a person who had aphasia and apraxia.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were doing some kind of intense apraxia therapy, and we wanted to give them the opportunity to tell us if they needed to stop. It was getting a little too many repetitions versus, no, they wanted to keep going. They felt they could push forward with it. And so this was a way to introduce the idea of using alternative communication to control what's happening around you.
It's interesting. I hadn't thought that much about that before, but the whole idea that someone who participates in therapy, someone with aphasia who participates in therapy, they have a role there, and the person who's helping them has the role. And what we're doing here is we're really helping them manage their role a little better by getting their preferences and their desires regarding how a session is being managed out on the table and so on. So, okay. And, of course, they can use this in other settings, too, I'm sure.